Hi, I'm Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's weekly commentary is coming right up, but first, here are a few of the things we're working on for this week's show. Even those who love watching baseball on TV will admit the games have gotten unbearably long. The same goes for basketball and golf, though why anyone would want to watch golf on TV is beyond me. Recently, the MLB, NBA, and PGA have been experimenting with ways to pick up the pace. Only a Game's Doug Tribou has our story. We'll also check in on the Oakland Raiders, who with 15 losses in a row are really, really bad. But they're not yet quite as bad as the 1961-62 team. Those Raiders lost 19 in a row. And we'll bring you the story of Max Lennox, the captain of West Point's basketball team. Max was born to a crack-addicted mother and raised by two gay fathers. You might wonder how he ended up at Army. We'll get the story from Max's dads and S.L. Price, who profiled the family for Sports Illustrated. We won't be covering the MLS playoffs in this week's show. Those contests are on hold while national teams meet for friendly competitions. When MLS returns, Bill Littlefield's looking forward to the Western Conference Finals matchup between the Seattle Sounders, featuring Clint Dempsey, and the Los Angeles Galaxy, led by Landon Donovan. Donovan's recent remarks about his imminent retirement have also caught Bill's ear.
It may be that Landon Donovan is the best soccer player the U.S. has developed. It also may be that calling any player in a team sport the best distorts the entire undertaking. Wherever he stands in the pantheon of players after a 16-year professional career that has seen him accumulate all manner of championship rings, awards, and distinctions, Landon Donovan will retire after the L.A. Galaxy's final game this fall, perhaps as champion once again. He recently said, "I will know for the first time in 16 years I won't have to worry about next year." He also said, "There are lots of people in all walks of life whose career is their identity. I think we have a problem in our society where what we do becomes who we are. I don't believe that, and I don't follow that way of thinking." My guess is that at some point next year, Landon Donovan will find something to worry about. I hope he doesn't. I wish the best for him, but we are born to trouble as the sparks fly upward, whether or not we retire as the greatest soccer player the U.S. has produced. But that second thing he said, that's really something, isn't it? What we expect our great athletes to start thinking about when they retire is how they're going to fill their days while waiting for a call from the Hall of Fame. Landon Donovan will receive that honor, which is perhaps why he isn't thinking or worrying about it. "I put soccer in its relevant place," Donovan has said. "It's exciting, it's inspiring, it's emotional, it's entertaining, but really there are a lot more things that go on in life that are more important." The inclination to see professional athletes as role models is pernicious, the contention that because they make a lot of money and receive acclaim, these athletes have a responsibility to conform to the Boy Scout oath is silly. But it's refreshing to hear Landon Donovan talk about putting his soon-to-be former profession in what he calls its relevant place. And his assertion that there are lots of things that go on in life that are more important would seem to provide what educators sometimes call a teachable moment. What those things turn out to be in Landon Donovan's life after soccer remain to be seen, but his mention of them suggests that checking in on what he's doing during his retirement will be interesting, even encouraging.
You can link to Bill's commentary at our website, onlyagame.org. Don't forget to find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @OnlyAGameNPR.